But yeah, that's why they said I'm not allowed back in.
Yeah, yeah, you can't do that at Nature's Club.
Well, it was actually a Wetherspoons. Hi guys, welcome back to the Kat Baker Show, the longest running podcast in the world, the number one podcast in the Philippines, hosted by I, Kat Baker, voted number one person in the UK. Today I'm joined by my friend Alara Beckham.
Hello.
And Alara, firstly we're going to get into your naturist slash nudist, which we're going to discuss in a second. But we met.
So we did.
Yeah, this first time we're meeting in real life.
With clothes on.
Yeah. Because we were both on like a webcam site at the same time in the British section.
Yeah, that was like 4 years, four years ago?
Yeah, it was like 2020, I think. Yeah. Maybe going into like 2021.
Good times.
Oh my God, so long ago now when you think about it.
Have you ever watched it since, like to see how people are doing?
No. Oh, maybe like a year or two ago. But
I think I looked a year ago and I think I remember thinking like, I can't believe I used to do that. That's crazy. Like how confident I was to like display it all.
Yeah. So the funniest thing about, so on this webcam site, there was probably only like a dozen like British girls on there.
Yeah.
Like obviously the rest are like American, South American and all that. But like, it got so bitchy.
I couldn't believe it.
Oh my God.
It was like better than EastEnders.
Oh my God. Yeah, honestly, cam girl drama is insane. Like in the cam girl community. And I remember there was like this. So like, yeah, because there was like the British tag, us British girls would like
support one another.
Yeah, support
and, like,
one
go
another.
In and like encourage.
Like go into each other's rooms and like send tips or whatever, and then we'd message each other about, you know, just like work stuff or whatever, or be like, oh, do this, try
or,
this,
or the blah, warning blah, blah. People like careful, that person, you don't want to go near them.
Yeah, but I remember there was loads of drama about, like, because there was this one guy who was a whale who was like insane.
Oh, as in tipped loads?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah,
I know he tipped one girl like 50k, like insane in one tip. And and so loads of drama. Basically, the girls, he would like speak when he'd be in a girl's room. Apparently there was drama about other girls going in and messaging him and trying to get him to go into like their room. But anyway, there was all this fucking drama around this one particular guy.
I remember he tipped me 40,000 one night.
40,000?
Well, no, actually in total of around 60, but he did like 40, then 10, then 10.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
And the most he gave me was 2 grand. What a prick. Oh my God.
Maybe it was like the wrong time. Maybe he just spent his money somewhere else.
Oh my God.
Yeah. That was a good night, but I was about to do like a full on show.
But you must have been after, you also must have been like, well, I've got to pay a lot of fucking tax on that then after. Right, yeah.
No, yeah, to be fair. But then actually the company, the webcam, they take a lot of the money, don't they?
They take
so much. Which people
don't
realise. They take like 40% and then you've got to pay tax on top of that. So
yeah, and then there's also like conversion rates. Yeah. So you lose from that. So it's like, yeah. That's why OnlyFans is quite good and it only takes 20%.
Which is still sucks.
Yeah.
When the site breaks all the time. It's so slow. Like, but it's better than, I think it's the most competitive one out there.
Yeah. Yeah, fucking cam sites, they take so much. It's insane. And that was like one of the better ones, taking 40%. Like, I once took like 70% or something insane.
It's crazy. So you wouldn't do it again then?
No. I've said this before. Like, I remember like when I first started doing cam, I liked it. But then towards the end, I really didn't like it anymore.
Yeah.
Like, I think the slow nights are just so shit.
Yeah.
Because you're like, I'm sat here naked waiting or like in lingerie or whatever. And also it's like, with OnlyFans, you make money in your sleep.
Yeah.
Like, whereas you've got to actually switch on and perform for like hours.
Yeah, it's like having a house party. Like the energy you have to like put out there is just insane. I was exhausted all the time.
Yeah, after an hour, I'd be like, okay, I'm done chatting.
Yeah.
Well, it's different, obviously. But I mean, chatting to a screen.
Yeah.
Of like, yeah, people who, but yeah. But yeah, no. But anyway, yeah, there was a lot of drama.
A lot.
But you said you had some drama, like you were telling me about you got outed.
Yes. So when I started, I was doing it with another person. And I guess couples interaction on the site was pretty well taken. And as a British couple as well, it went down really, really well. So we got popular very, very quickly.
Yeah.
Which is brilliant. And we made a lot of money very quickly. We only went on there to explore in the first place. Like, it wasn't going on there to make money at all. We were bored. It was COVID. We were in lockdown and we were just like, let's just have some fun. And then basically after a few months when we were having a great time, the links got sent, a live link, I might add, to my parents, my sister, the whole family. Not my grandparents, thankfully, because they didn't know how to use the internet, but it went through a lot of places. I had a lot of phone calls. It's one thing that I was going to talk to them about it anyway, but it's the live link. Like, could you not just send a link afterwards? They need to see me, because I know at exact what moment they joined. It wasn't pretty.
Oh my God, and do you know who did it?
I believe it was my sister.
Whoa.
But it was by accident. Because do you remember at the time on Channel 4, there was a show about CB? And so everyone was exploring and they were interested. Yes. Yeah. And I think couples were watching the programme and they thought, oh, should we go and have a look and see what this is all about and have a little look? And then I think my sister went with her partner to see what was there. And obviously got turned off very quickly to see her sister and partner on the screen. But we had loads of viewers in at the time as well. I think we had like 11,000 people viewing.
Oh my God.
So it was a good night until it wasn't.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I probably got like, my best night has had like 100 viewers or something. Oh, but like, so did she mean to send the link? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. That's so awkward.
Yeah, it was a bit. And then, because at the time as well, we had, what was it, Many Vids, which had the explicit, you know, 3 seconds that you could see before purchasing.
Yeah.
They all saw that too. I had to have a very awkward conversation with my father. He said, because he believed that I had some kind of nipple clamps. And I was like, I don't. Actually, he goes, well, no, there's a picture. I was like, Dad, that's a ball gag. And I had to explain to him and say,
oh my God,
that's not what that is. And that was like a conversation that you should never have to have with your father.
Oh my God. I'm lucky I haven't, I don't think any of my family have come across porn. Although I hope not. I don't think so.
You've got an uncle somewhere probably watching.
That's what... Well, I know I have an uncle who consumes cam girls.
I think we all have an uncle that does that.
So that does... I feel like he's probably seen me, which keeps me
probably
up at night.
Probably
a sub. Yeah. Oh, God. It does worry me.
It's when you have the sub, though, that has been subscribed for ages, you talk, and then they decide to tell you that actually you know them in real life, and you're like, right... Okay, why did you need to say something? Why don't you just enjoy it?
That
silently?
Is a creepy thing. You know, I had that the other day. Literally, some guy from messaged me and he went, "Oh, will you make content with me?" And I was like, "No, Mr. Faceless Man, I won't make content with you." And he went, "Oh, even someone you went to school with?" And I was like, "No, not even someone I went to school with." And he was like, "Oh, will you go for a drink with me?" And I went, "I don't even know who you are. So like, no, obviously I'm not gonna." Yeah. And then he was like, "Oh, okay." And then I was like, I don't even know who you are. And then he was like, and he sent me a selfie of who he was. And I was like, he was some guy I vaguely knew at school.
Yeah.
But he was like convinced because I knew him once, I was desperate to sleep
with him. Obviously wants to see his cock.
Yeah, which he sent me a picture of.
Can I say that word?
Yeah. Oh my God, this is the most vulgar podcast around.
Okay, fine.
He sent me a picture of his dick, which obviously all my subscribers send me pictures of the dick, which is fine, but it's just the fact that he was like, he genuinely thought like that would make me want to meet up with him. I was like, no, it's not, that's not how that works.
No. They do think that though. But
yeah, they're like, if I knew you in before, so you must want to fuck me. It's like, what?
No. I actually do have a few people that I know in real life that are on my page, but I actually really like them in real life. It's like this weird kind of, like, didn't fancy them, but like really good friends, and now we just like have banter, and they pay sometimes to watch me do bad things.
Really? I don't think I know really of anyone I know, except for like, but with that kind of situation that subbed to me. Well, that's nice.
Lovely.
So you've been like, so you are on TikTok as well, but you've been like popping off because you are bringing education to the world.
I'm very clever.
Of being naked.
Yeah.
Because you are, naturist or nudist?
So basically, there's loads of different ways to think about it, but naturism essentially is non-sexual. Okay. So it's if you're going to a naturist beach, mm-hmm. they get upset if you do call them nudists, because nudists tend to... Naturists are seasonal. Nudists want to be naked at every opportunity. And nudist people tend to have the more sexual side of things as well. So they might want to go into like the dunes to explore. That's where like all the naughty stuff happens.
The sand dunes.
The sand dunes is where it's at. Just don't go up there if you don't want to. I went up there.
Right.
And I didn't realise it, but I was walking across. Just I wanted to see what was going on. I was being curious. Like, I didn't go like deep in, but then I looked behind me and it's like the seven dwarfs, like men, just follow me one after the other because they thought I was going to go into the dunes to do something. And I was just suck like, what off. Is going on? Yeah, well, that's what they were
but
hoping.
But I've heard, I remember hearing once that if you get a grain of sand in your cock, it like explodes or something. I swear I've heard
that. I think
that.
If that was true, men wouldn't go to the beach. Yeah, it would be too much of a risk. Can you imagine? Oh my God.
It's like, don't have sex at the beach because if you get sand in his dick, it like falls off. I swear that was like,
do you know what? I was at the beach and it was one of my first times going to the naturist beach and I was like really nervous. I think I went topless first just to like ease myself into it, and then I was like giggling a lot because I found it like most people that enter into naturism, it's funny because you're only meant to be naked when you're having sex or if you're in the bath and you're washing. Yeah. So if it does feel like a giggly moment when you're first like doing it. And I remember looking to the side and there was this man just like tugging himself and I was like, oh, poor thing. He's obviously got loads of sand everywhere. Like he's just trying to like flick it off. And then I was watching for a little bit longer and I was like, he's been struggling there for a while. And then I was like, oh God. Yeah, and then I realised what was going on. I felt really stupid and then I looked the other way. It carried on for a little bit longer. He was brave though, because most people only do that in the dunes. He was just flat out.
I love how you obviously do anything, so you're subjected to horny men all the time, but you still thought he was just brushing sand off his dick?
Yeah, I see. I don't know. It's weird. I think I'm like the most naive person. Yeah. Like, if you saw me on the street, if you had a conversation with me, you wouldn't be like, yeah, that girl's doing some nasty things.
Right,
yeah, her
room. Yeah. I don't think you would.
And it's just one of those things. Like, I'm very innocent until... I don't always take things, like, for what it is, when maybe I should be not as naive.
I think people say... I don't think I'm innocent, right? But I think people are shocked when I say I do. I was going to say I'm innocent, but then I'm like literally talking about my vagina all the time.
But then you can have a dirty sense of humour and not want to like do unthinkable things to people.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you do unthinkable things? I could be.
I think I do kind of normal things.
Yeah, there we go.
But still very slutty.
But see, your normal could be completely abnormal to me. I get some weird things through in messengers and I'm still shocked.
What are the things that weird you out?
It's the fluid situation. Like, why do men want to see you poo? Like, I don't get it. And I'm an IBS girl. I could make a lot of money through that. Like, I really could. But like, that's very personal to me. But also, I sometimes think, are these people coming through because they want to shock you and to see how far your limits are if you'll do something for money?
I think there's definitely a bit of that, definitely.
Because then I'm like, I wouldn't do that. But then if you say, yeah, okay, are they like literally like, oh my God, this girl is willing to do that?
I think there is some guys who do, they are a bit like, I think you can kind of tell by messages. Sometimes I get messages where it's like, oh, I'm really embarrassed, but like, I have this thing for scat or whatever. But then there's some guys, it's like, they just ask like, oh, how far would you go?
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, I have a fair amount of limits. And they're like, would you shit for me? I think those are the guys who are pushing it. Like, they just want to see how far you go. Because they also never, I guarantee if I was like, yeah, I'll do it, they wouldn't pay anyway.
No, exactly. Yeah. The people that you know actually want the content will actually have a conversation with you first. And then it's like, oh, I'm not really up for doing that. But how about this? Like, you know, instead of like shitting myself, why don't I just do a bit of anal for you? You know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Same whole different situation. But yeah, I never know. This guy the other day messaged me and was wanting me to do custard play. And I've never done that. It's, what is it, sploshing and stuff?
Yeah, like, I've done one of those.
Messy play.
Yeah,
I hate the idea of it because I think... the smell, this the dairy smell afterwards, I've heard is really bad.
So I'm vegan, so I use soy custard.
Oh, is it better?
Yes. Okay. So it didn't have that weird dairy smell.
But does it look like custard?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that could work. But then, so I messaged him, I was like, yeah, I'm up for that. Because I like doing customs specifically that I haven't done before, because like I always say, and it's very true, my page is like, it's, I'm exploring myself.
Yeah.
So if I get a custom through that's something I haven't done, that's really cool, and not shitting myself, then I'm really up for it. But this guy was like, oh, I want you to have like 5 cartons of custard. And it was very specific about the measurements of it. And I was like, okay. And then I never heard from him again. I was like, damn, you know.
That might have been the guy that bought the video off me. Because I feel like he asked for something very similar. He asked for a specific amount of litres.
Right.
So it's probably the same guy.
And he wants it like from your head to your chest, toes, butt. Like, really play with it. Did you have to? And I said to him, but I wouldn't be intimate with myself with the custard.
yeah.
Because
no, he didn't ask me to play with myself.
Okay.
He just wanted me to pour it on myself.
Yeah, which is fine. Which is kind of, we just imagine it's like a hot shower, but it's just thicker.
I also got a message from a guy on Instagram the other day who's like, he had like gunging, like he obviously makes gunging content, and he was like, will you come do some gunging? Will you come get gunged?
Can you come over to my house so I can gunge you?
Yeah, basically. Right. And I was like, I don't think he even pays. So I was like, who? Yeah. I mean, some girls had said yes because they'd done it, but I was like, what?
It's like how a kink starts, isn't it? It's like, yeah. I got a real kink into this, and suddenly it's like, I'm going to invite you, very special, to be invited to my house for me to gunge you.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Oh my God. But what made... So are you naturist or nudist?
I'm naturist.
Okay, so...
For now.
Oh.
Well, I think never say never. I mean, if I'm like on the beach...
I mean, you've done some you know...
Some stuff I never thought I would do. So yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you've had sex in front of thousands of people.
Yeah, I suppose I have, yeah.
Yeah. So it's not, you know, out of the question. But what made you want to do naturism then?
So my partner had been going to the naturist beach for like years and years and years. Mm. So they were always going out without me. And then I went with him once, and I was like fully clothed, and he was just naked. I was holding his hand, like walking up and down the beach. And I was getting the weird looks, I guess rightly so, because like, why is she wearing clothes?
Yeah.
And then one day it was just so hot, and I was like, right, fuck it, let's do it, fuck it.
Mm.
And we went down, and he was like, come on, get naked. I'm like, you're going to have to give me a bit of time here.
Yeah.
And I did need to do it gradually and with beverages. Mm. And I remember that afternoon, after I did it for the first time, like it's like my heart was bruised because my heart was racing so quickly throughout the whole day that it's like afterwards, like I was like, felt like I hurt myself. I was like, I don't think you should be like that kind of like nervous for that long.
Right, yeah.
But then I went back the next day and the next day, and I just did it for a little bit longer.
Yeah.
And then by the end of the week, I was just like in the sea swimming. And if you haven't swam naked before, it's the most amazing feeling.
Yeah,
like it's so amazing. Yeah. And it's just a really good way to get an all over tan.
That is true. Yes. So. I would actually be very comfortable just getting naked on a beach.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Because I am like, when I'm in Europe, I'll normally go topless.
And it's such a normal thing in Europe. Like, I went to a beach the other day and I was like, I wanted to see if I should just get naked, because there's not a rule. In the UK, you can be naked anywhere as long as you don't shock and harass.
Right.
So I went to a normal beach and just like secluded myself. Because you don't always have nudist beaches
around
you.
How do they
you.
Define shock and harass, though?
You can't run... don't run around on a beach naked.
Right, okay.
In front of children.
Yeah. So don't go up to people like... Rah!
I would say don't do that. Yeah. Don't do that at a nature speech either.
Yeah.
Or in life.
Right.
But you just can't. So I guess if someone was streaking down the road, that would be seen as shock and harass because it's inappropriate behaviour. But if I've hidden myself in the corner of a beach and I've got maybe like little windbreaks and things like that, like I'm being trying to just keep to myself. I'm not like rubbing it in anyone's faces that I want to be naked. But there's lots of people that do like naked bike rides all across London.
You've got Brighton, they always did it.
And I really want to do it this year, or next year actually, is when it is.
It's funny how, because when I lived in Brighton, like people would, obviously there is a naturist beach in Brighton. Yeah. I never went to that one, but just on the general beach on the hottest days, like most women are topless. Like a lot of women are topless, I found. Also, not most, that's...
Well, the men are. Why can't the women be?
Yeah, that is something that angers me so much. Mm. The fact that men can get their nipples out.
Yeah.
And women can't. And I appreciate gyms that are like, men, you have to keep your shirt on if you're a man. Because if I can't take mine off, why can you take yours off?
Well, yeah, because if you're like sweating and you're hot.
Yeah. And that annoys me. I mean, so my gym, like, you've got to have a shirt on. But annoying. I remember I'd go to this climbing centre and men would be shirtless. And I'm like, I should be able to be shirtless if you're shirtless.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's insane. But yeah.
I got into the nature of stuff because I just thought, why not? My partner's doing it all the time.
Yeah.
And so I decided to document it on TikTok because I just saw an opportunity to put it out there and maybe it might help someone else that wants to try it. And I didn't expect for it to go as big as it did. And after I did it a few more times, I was like, well, now I kind of want to go to a club. So I want to try out a naturist club. But it's a very different ballpark. So
how?
You have to kind of apply to even go. They ask you lots of questions. Like, you've got to go through like a censorship, because obviously they've got their own community that's there and they want to keep them protected. So you have to, with the club, have 3 visits first before you can even apply to become a member. And you have to be naked on those visits, which makes sense. But also it's kind of like, can I ease into it a little bit, because this is a small environment and I was introduced to a lot of people. Like, literally left, right and center. I have no idea. I can't remember these people's names apart from one person, because it's the same name as my dog. But it's wild, and they do ask a lot of questions for a good reason, because a lot of them stay there like a lot of the year.
What question are they trying to ask out? If you're like a sex offender or something?
There's a lot of people that are against naturism and the clubs in general, and so I think they're just protecting them for like against protests or anything like that can happen. Make sure they're not getting people that are coming in, because a lot of the clubs are family friendly as well, so a lot of people have issues with the fact that children are going into that environment, so they have to be really, really careful. But because the protesters don't believe that children should be allowed into the clubs, so if they let a protester into the club by mistake, you don't know what's going to happen.
Oh my god, that is so funny that you're like, it's almost like your first day at work, but you're naked.
It was like a nightmare kind of come true, but in like a positive way. Like, the first time that I went to a club, I went to 3 different ones. The first one, I got there and I was like, right, I can't go outside. Like, I stripped off in the changing rooms. And then I was like, right, can we go and play a game of pool? I was like, I just need to like catch my breath a second. And like, because whilst I'd done the beaches, it was a very different environment. It wasn't like I was at nature and free. And whilst I was outside, it just had a different feeling. So I played pool, had some alcohol, and then I was fine. And then I was just walking around, went for a swim. People were very chatty, talking to you. And that was great. And they have like bowls, and they have this, what's it called? Mini something. It's like you play tennis with your hand.
Right, okay.
It's like insane, but apparently it's like a naturist thing.
Okay, yeah.
But everyone's really friendly. But then I was not undercover, but I was also documenting my experience at the naturist clubs for TikTok and things. And then it became apparent that I was doing so, and I got banned.
Really?
I got banned from my own community.
I can imagine they are very sensitive.
And I get it, but there was nobody else in the footage. And you couldn't see anything. I was literally just talking.
Or where it is.
No, of course not. No, I'm protecting my location as well as theirs. So nothing was done wrong. Everything was in a really positive light about my experience and how lovely everybody was there that I met. But
yeah, that is crazy to...
I just paid the membership fee, but they did give it back to me, to be fair. So then they wrote me a nice email.
So did they send you like a link to your TikTok being like, this is you, what have you been doing or something?
No. So basically, I guess, I'm now quite heavily involved with the naturist community. And I've been to a few events with them and they've asked me to go to some more in the future. I've actually, I'm up for a nomination for, what's it called? Rising Star for talking about naturism so openly, because it's getting other people to explore it more. And so I'm going to that event as well. But the summer event that they invited me to, there was lots of families. And so there was teenage boys. And teenage boys are interested, followed my TikTok to the Instagram.
Yeah.
So that's how
Do you think kids should be at naturist things, or...?
I think that it's the most natural thing in the world for children to want to take their clothes off when it's hot. I think it's different, like when we talk about naturism and nudism, obviously they're very separate entities, but when you're going to a family camp that's got bouncy castles and you're running around just having a really good time, and the children don't want to be restricted by their clothes, then why shouldn't they?
I mean, it is like, there's so many parts of the world where being naked is not a sexual thing at all.
I think it's the English that are just like so stuck behind the ways. But actually, in terms of naturism, the things it can do for your mental health and for your body confidence, I found is like the biggest thing, and I'm sharing that with a lot of other naturists as well. Because what you see on social media behind a filter or the perfect gym body because they're breathing in, you don't get that in a naturist environment. They're real bodies, every shape and size, real boobs that have not been enhanced, nothing against that if you want to enhance any part of your body, of course. But it's giving these unrealistic expectations to children that are growing up thinking they should look a certain way. So actually being naked, and you accept your body more because you find you're hiding yourself so much of the time that suddenly when you're stripped back, it's like you realize that there's nothing wrong with your body, and it honestly is so good for your mental health.
But yeah, I mean, it's tricky. I can see why there'd be people that might be like, oh, it shouldn't be this kind of way. So I don't know.
It's not like a it's not like a group of 15-year-old boys that are going to a naturist camping site and they're like, oh, look at that girl over there. It's family. So you're going with your mum, your dad, you know, you're going in a group of you. It's not like teenagers let loose.
Do you know what I mean? It's completely controlled. And like, what activities are going on there? Pool,
archery,
right?
Which was fun. And then, you know, what's the game when you throw the ball at the tins? That, like at the fairgrounds.
I don't know what that is.
And you try and knock all the tins down.
I'm not sure what that's called.
There was a foam
tin
party.
Tin game.
There was a foam party.
Right, okay.
Which was really cool. And there was a slip and slide. So that you could, like, I didn't do that actually. I just thought I'd injure myself. And then in the evening, there's karaoke. And lots of drinks in the evening and dancing around and stuff. And in the evening, when it's cold, you know, you don't just sit there and shake. You put your clothes back on. You're at a nature camp, so you must be naked all the time.
So it's only in the summer, these things?
It's weather dependent. It's like if you're able to take your clothes off because you want to and because it's a lovely freeing experience, then you can, but there's no obligation to.
Because in the hot summer, I wear like a tiny crop top and shorts, and it's like I'm two pieces of clothing away from being naked.
Well, exactly.
Take it off.
Well, we're now in September and I'm sweating. Like I would, if I had a choice, I wouldn't be wearing clothes right now. Because it's uncomfortable when you don't need to be.
Yeah.
You know?
So when you're at home now, you just naked all the time.
Well, it's getting cold.
Yeah.
But like, if it's hot, then just take it off.
Yeah. If you were in a hot country, you'd be naked all the time.
All the time.
Yeah.
You're jealous. Are you thinking about it now?
Yeah. I think I would. I do want to be more naked, I think.
You should come with me to a naturist event.
Yeah, maybe I should.
You should. See what it's like. Or at least the beach.
I feel like naturist events around London, I feel like you'd get like soot in your groin or something. Like, I don't know, like the pollution.
Yeah, it's like when you get on the underground, if you blow your nose, you've got
like black on your tissue. Yeah. You just like have black in your fanny.
Yeah, but then you breathe through your nose.
I don't know. I breathe through my fanny. Well, I don't know about you.
Maybe.
It's probably better in the countryside, but. You know, the London naturists have got to be somewhere.
There's loads of clubs.
Right.
I found a few. Because I wanted to take you to one. But they never got back to me.
Oh.
Which is like,
You sure it wasn't just like a travelodge?
Well, actually, this place was more swingers in the evening, which I found out after messaging them. So it's not a bad thing that they didn't get back to us. Because imagine I take you to your first time and you're like, what's happening over there? Yeah. Like,
the only time I've been to a swingers club was. It wasn't a swingers night. I remember there's this swingers club in Bristol that puts on like music nights as well.
Okay.
That are not swinger nights. But there is some swingers clubs are, some are nicer than others, I'm sure.
I've never been. That's kind of like the next on my bucket list, but I think just to watch.
Yeah, this one in Bristol's a bit small, a bit grotty. But yeah. Yeah, my friends have been... I know friends who have been to quite a lot of, like, sex parties in London.
Yeah.
And...
I imagine you get some classy ones here.
Oh, I think they do. I don't think my friends went to the classy ones, though. I think they went to ones that were, like... there are some really classy ones where they sort of... you've got to be vetted. I think most of them you've got to be vetted anyway. Yeah. Like, you've got to know someone or something. But there's class ones, they're like, they vet you by attractiveness. They're like, we are only going to let certain hot people in.
That's not a bad thing, though, I don't think.
No, I don't
like,
think
Because
so.
You don't want to be, like, paired. Not that you get paired. Mm. Like, it's not like keys in a bowl, is it? But...
Realistically, there is standards. Yes. In, like, obviously, attractiveness is subjective.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think... More certain types of people are going to want to fuck other certain types of people, yes, rather than just putting any Tom, Dick or Harry
exactly
in there.
And you want to be excited by the experience, not like, what
yeah
is that?
But I mean, my friend, I think she stopped going to sex because she was just saying like a lot of the people there were just like, a lot were just like a bit annoying and weird.
They just wanted to like get in, get out.
More that they were just like, you know, they're the kind of people who just like talk endless shit about nothing. It's less about sex, more just about their personalities. They're a bit like, I don't know.
How strange.
Yeah.
Although that kind of makes sense though, I suppose, because like, you know, when we talked about camming and like with OnlyFans, sometimes you get people that you wouldn't normally talk to in real life, and sometimes they just talk random stuff, but it's because they don't have anyone to talk to.
And they feel like
they go into a sexual environment, like they're paying for it, so they're granted that conversation kind of thing. Maybe they're just getting confused with
just pay a cam girl and talk to her instead, maybe. So what happens now in winter? The Naturist clubs, they just sort of close down for the winter.
I am doing a fun run, actually, and a full moon run.
Oh my god,
which I'm really excited about.
But does that not hurt your tits? That'd hurt my tits.
Mine aren't that big. You can hold
but
them.
Even mine are small, but I'm like, they're still running. It's like...
I mean, I'm not sprinting. I'm not. It's not a race. Like, right, it's not like a 5K.
Right, yeah,
it's like literally you'll be like
so
in
like
a field.
So like your timing really matters.
Well,
like,
oh, well, see, I'm competitive though. So if okay, it was, right. Then I'd be like, oh, yeah. No, it's just literally like the full moon, like run around, middle of the night. Like it'll be cold, but it's kind of like that... breath of fresh air, like it's thrilling.
See, I think I would get competitive and I'd be like, I've got to
I think if it was a 5k I'd be training, but I don't I don't run.
Where would you train naked as well?
Well, I have been doing some exploring, like Scotland for example. There's so many areas there that you could go and explore. Like I say, you can go naked anywhere. You
just... but they have a really bad problem with midges in
that's
Scotland.
In summer.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
because well, and then yeah, some places maybe in the winter, but you think about all the lakes that are there, like skinny dipping and like hiking around, and the Scottish men wear kilts with no underwear underneath it. I think they'd probably be
Is
quite
that
accepting.
True? Well,
I hope
they wore underwear.
Don't destroy the dream.
I mean, you're Irish. I know that's not Scottish.
Not the same.
I've heard they're not the same, but do you know? Maybe you have more insight.
I've known Scottish people, and they've said apparently that's a tradition. Yeah,
but. Do Irish people wear kilts sometimes? Nope. I thought there is an Irish kilt.
You're just doing that thing where you're lumping us all together.
Yeah, it's just my English imperialism coming out. But what can I say? It's just the way I am. Talking of running, you know, this is just me bragging for a minute.
Okay.
Like when I was at school, I was... the second best girl cross country running.
That is really good. Was there two girls in your class or?
Well, I came first one time because the other girl broke her leg.
Did you break it for her?
Well, that I cannot confirm or deny, but she did break her leg.
Why did I immediately go there though?
No, I actually didn't break her leg, but that would be a good story if I had broken her leg.
Yeah.
Because that's like
not for her though.
You know those ice... there was that famous case of those like two ice skaters in America, like the Olympic ice skaters in like the 80s.
Right.
And they made a film about it, and like one of them like...
yeah, like loosened the blade.
No, paid her boyfriend like in a... like as they were coming out of the ice rink on Mars, like took a bat to her knee and like broke her like competitor's leg. Yeah. And it was like a big... obviously like a huge... saga.
Imagine that you'd have to like break someone's leg to be better than them. I think I would just be like, take it as encouragement to do better.
Yeah,
not just break someone else's leg to
but
win.
Yeah, they both like they both went to jail I think in the end or something, but yeah,
that's good.
Yeah, broke. Yeah, but that was me.
I'm never running with you.
Yeah. I get so competitive. I imagine if I was like, I do get really competitive, but imagine like if we were playing pool.
We should play pool later.
If you started beating me, I'd probably beat around the head for the pool stick.
I think we should fit this for a test. Like, I didn't know how competitive you were. I am like, I'm ridiculous. I used to play, what do you call it? Not badminton, table tennis.
Oh, yeah.
With my, I used to go to like little lessons when I was like 8.
Mm.
And then I started playing with my granddad at the time. But thing I realised that I get Tourette's when I play, so if I miss it, I'm like, fuck, shit, you know, and all these swear words start coming out of me. I have no idea. And my poor granddad, I was like, I'm sorry, that, you know, but it's still
the same.
Happens.
I get so aggressive.
I get really aggressive. Yeah. But then equally, if you win, or when I win, like, I would still be like, oh, you know, good game. Like, I'm not like a sore loser. I'm just aggressive during.
Yeah. No, I'm really good at pool because I remember, because when I was younger, like, our family holidays, we would always go to like the north of France camping. Okay. And they would always have the games rooms.
Yeah.
And there'd be fuck all else to do there except play pool.
And so like, when you're like teenagers drinking beer because it was okay then.
Yeah. So you just play pool all day. But yeah, I was great.
We'll see.
Well, so I have a very horny autistic audience and they have a lot of problems.
Okay.
That need to be answered. And maybe you can bring, I'm not sure any of them are naturist related questions, but I feel like you have some wisdom.
Let's find out.
Yeah. So
I'll certainly give you an opinion.
By virtue of being naked, you have wisdom.
Yeah.
I think that's how that works. So would you mind reading out some problems that the audience have sent in?
Yeah, sure thing. We have one relevant one potentially. Ooh. That you might have something to say.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Something to chime in on. So someone said their American boyfriend is extremely sensitive about his masculinity, but he cannot come.
Very. Is that related? I guess so. That's what she's implying.
So she's implying that she can't talk to him about it because of his masculinity and he's so sensitive about it. And if she says that he
probably
can't come, then they're two and two together.
Yeah.
I would go to the doctors. If you can't, as a male, if you can't have that release, I would say there's nothing wrong with you, but there could be something that could be fixed.
Yeah.
There's a layer here that she needs to find out, can he do it alone? Is it just with her?
Can he
run? I just thought, like, he just can't. He just cannot.
Mm.
Well, sometimes these are vague.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So
if it's he cannot, then yeah, go to the doctor.
But then she's going to be upsetting his masculinity by having that conversation in the first place. But then also, I think if you can't have a conversation with your partner, it's probably the wrong person anyway.
How would you feel if your partner could never come? They could do
they
sex.
Could still do the deed.
Yeah.
If I can still come.
Yeah,
fine.
Dad, see, that's interesting because I think I said this the other day, and I would be a bit like, because then when does it end?
Is that a bad thing?
Yes.
Well, yeah, I mean, okay, when you start getting, like, the friction burn.
Yeah. Because I'm like, I'll be like 20 minutes max.
Yeah.
And then I'm like,
but they'll probably get tired as well. And they probably wouldn't be into it as much if they didn't get the release. I know men do enjoy doing it to women anyway. But
yeah. I think it feel like something was missing a bit,
like the finale.
Because it is funny. It is like, I guess, the shooting off.
It is
like sending off a sort of farewell to the time you just shared together.
Yeah, it does bring it together quite nicely.
It's like
fireworks.
I
suppose it is.
Like
it's
the end
just
of
like fireworks.
The Olympics
on
closing
your face.
Ceremony.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
But then lesbians are fine.
I don't know. I've never been with a woman.
Really?
Not sexually.
Well, that's what we're doing now. No. I mean, I guess some people say squirt. Women can squirt.
Can you?
No. I had a guy the other night was like to me, he's like, I've made every woman squirt.
They're just pissing on him, aren't they?
Probably. And he was like, so he tried to do this, whatever it is he does to make women squirt, but I found it really uncomfortable.
So he did it to you?
Yeah, but I didn't squirt.
Right. What did he do?
Well, it's like aggressive fingering.
Right.
And I was like, and he was doing it, and I was like, it feels really uncomfortable. Right. And he was like, you've got to get past the discomfort to squirt. I was like, really? Surely it's just meant to... because it's female ejaculation. Surely it's just meant to feel great.
It just sounds like he's really torturing
yeah.
you.
Yeah. Also, it's like, why... why do... if I have to get past discomfort, then why do I want to... why would I want to do that?
Yeah. I mean, I've only squirted a few times, but it was never been uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And I didn't have to get past any discomfort.
Right.
So I would say he's doing it
wrong. He's bullshitting. Yeah. Yeah.
Did you even come?
Yeah, I came, but not from that. Right. Not from his aggressive fingering.
Okay.
You know, they sort of go...
yeah. It's like yeah. when... yeah. 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 It's horrific. In fact, it put me off fingering for a very long time from child. You know, when you're first sexually active and the men have tried... they're doing it for the first time.
And they're
time,
doing the prodding.
And they're just... it's...
oh. Yeah.
Yeah, it's bad.
Yeah, it like feels... yeah. Mm.
So does that answer that question?
Yeah. So I'm like, yeah, yeah, he needs to sort his shit out then.
Yeah.
I might message him and be like, there's no discomfort from squirting. So he knows that.
I think he should know.
Yeah.
And maybe flag it to other people that you know that he might be saying, look, I can do it.
Yeah. Yeah, them girls are definitely just pissing on him.
Yeah, absolutely.
I might do that next time, just piss on someone.
You should. Do you enjoy doing aggression. That?
I would, have I done that before?
Oh, golden shower.
I think maybe just like in the shower.
Just generally just pissing on yourself.
Well, I piss on myself all the time in the shower.
Yeah.
But I mean like, but in terms of when I'm with someone else, I think I've probably only done it once, just like in the shower.
Was it like because you needed it? They didn't ask.
Just,
it.
Did it.
You just did it.
Yeah.
I don't think people would be that upset.
Yeah, yeah.
But, although would you be upset if he pissed on you or she?
Yes, I would.
Yeah.
A man, yes. Woman, no.
No, I wouldn't mind. It's because I think it moves a man when they do it, doesn't it? It kind of... like a hose pipe.
Yeah. So I think there's something about letting a man piss on me. I'm not into like being massively submissive or degraded.
Yeah.
But whereas with a woman, because it's sort of like a social thing around... it's like a social bit of a... yeah, it has like a cultural meaning almost. Yeah. Whereas when a woman does it, it's just two gals, you know.
Sweet.
Yeah.
It's quite friendship. Cute. Friendship. Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's freeing. Yeah. I do know what you mean.
Yeah. So, yeah. That's my thoughts on pissing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next question.
Okay, so next one. Someone said, I'm in a healthy, loving relationship, but I find myself attracted to other people. Thoughts?
I mean, that's just so normal.
I'm attracted to so many people that I walk past in the street.
Yeah.
All the time.
Are you attracted to many people at the naturist colonies?
No.
No. I imagine it skews older.
It is, and that's the thing. That's why like actually talking about it is quite good, because more people are trying it, and I think people think that it is an older generation. Now, in the clubs, it is, for sure. Yeah. But they do have younger people that go. Myself, I went.
Yes.
And in the beaches is so mixed in age. Like, there's so many young people. But yeah, I didn't fancy anyone at the club, so to speak. At the beach, at first I didn't know where to look, you know. It was like you'd want to look directly at it.
Yeah.
And then you're having a conversation. And I actually met a porn star couple at the beach.
Really?
Yeah, I was speaking to this one random guy called Michael, and he was telling me all these like crazy stories that he's had. And he's like 80 years and old, and he was talking to me like about how he was corkscrewing this young girl in, or no, what's it called? The pig.
Spit roast.
That's it.
I wish it was called the pig. The pig. That is such a good... that is such a good sex position name.
That is.
I did, me and my bro, we did the pig. Just
next time you do it, rename
spit
it.
Spit roast. Yeah,
keep
yeah,
it
yeah.
alive. Yeah. But yeah, so he was telling me about his experience with spit roast.
Yeah, yeah.
And how, like, the naturist, because he knew that I was new to the beach, and he was just telling me all these stories. And then half an hour later, he came back. He's like, I've just met this porn star couple. You should come and meet them. I was like, oh, no, you're fine. Like I felt very uncomfortable. I was like, I'm just not going to just walk across the beach naked to another naked, like, people and be like, hi, I hear you're porn stars. Like, it was very awkward. But I did go. And it was a young couple. And we were having conversations, and it quickly came about. They're like, oh, do you do swinging? I was like, no. No, I said, I said my actual answer was no, but I do OnlyFans. And they're like, oh, me too. I was like, oh, cool.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, we should, if you want to go to a swinging club, you know, you should come with us one time. I was like, oh yeah, maybe. So we like swapped Twitter handles and all that kind of stuff. And they were beautiful. And I went onto their Twitter page and they had a lot of graphic content on there.
Oh.
Yeah.
So there are hot people going. They are hot, to naturist.
Yes, I mean, she was beautiful. I could see all of her, but he was a little bit shorter, and so if I had looked, and I was up on a dune slightly, so if I'd looked down to him, it would have been really obvious, like, do you know what I mean? Like so whilst his, you know, facially he was attractive, I didn't see everything, unfortunately.
And when you're in that, are you conscious of how much you're looking at the genitals?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like with a woman, so I can look at your face now and I can see your, like, to your knees, but I can like I can look at your face but also see your boobs.
Yeah.
But with a man, it's not as easy because they tend to be taller as well. You have to kind of look down.
Yeah.
But if, not that I do this, if obviously they're not looking at you and you're looking directly at it, then they can't see.
Well, it's kind of the same as if someone was, had like really, if I saw, if I was talking to you and you had like a really weird feet or something,
you're looking
really
at
weird
my feet
out,
when you say that.
I mean, they're in socks, I can't see. I'd probably like,
really,
I was
weird.
Like in the corner of my eye, I caught the fact you've got like a green toe or something. I would like, when you turn away, I'd go like that.
To explore it a little more. I don't have green toes, but they are like, they are a bit weird.
I have hairy toes,
on the big one.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then on the little bit there as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Me too.
It happens, guys. Yeah. Women get hairy toes, okay?
Yeah.
Don't get mad about it. But yeah, being attracted to people when you're in a relationship is very fucking normal.
It's acting on it that's not.
Mm.
Like, I mean, I can see people and appreciate the beauty, male and female.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to just like go up to them and like kiss them.
Yeah, exactly.
I've thought about it. You know, like, just as, do you ever have like those like random thoughts where you're like, I wonder what the person would do if I just walked up to them and like, like slapped them or.
Or like, I've had it where I've been like in the cinema and I'm like, yeah, what would happen if I just stood up and screamed right
now? Yes.
There? Yeah, yeah. They,
I thought about that earlier.
Thoughts. Yeah, 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 yeah.
I get some really bad. I think we all do.
Yeah, no, it's a very normal thing. Yeah, I think it's when you have OCD is when you get them like all the time, like terrible.
I have a friend who has that. So what kind of thoughts?
Her intrusive thoughts with like OCD, I think it'll be the most craziest stuff. So it'll be like, I mean, it's really dark stuff.
Like if I don't touch that three times kind of thing, that I'm going to...
Yeah, that my family's going to die or I'm a paedophile if I don't do this.
Right.
Like if I don't sort my cutlery out or if I don't it's like doesn't make a whole lot of sense, but it's just the way the brain is.
I mean, I kind of tend to get on the route, like trains for example really do it for me, don't do it for me, as in they bring
they
out
yeah
they bring out the intrusive thoughts, like I always have this fear that I'm just gonna throw up in front of everyone, but not in front of everyone, not only that, like in someone's face, like it just goes everywhere and I'm left with this crime scene of like, and I still haven't come to like a conclusion of what I can do. Like I don't have napkins or anything like with me to clear it up. On the underground and stuff, they haven't got toilets, so I think you just have to walk out, and I haven't, and this really bothers me.
You know what, I have an intrusive thought that when I'm in bed with someone like sleeping that I'm gonna shit myself.
Really?
Yeah.
Has it ever happened to you though?
No.
Right.
It's never happened to me like my whole life if I shit myself in my sleep. It's never happened. I've wet myself in my sleep, but I've never actually shat myself in my sleep.
So I wonder where that's come from then.
I don't know. Just that like if I'm sleeping next to someone, like my bowels will lose control. I don't know.
Are you farting in your sleep? I don't know that from experience, but I'm just saying like
I
think in general.
I mean people do,
So I suppose it's not so far off that you might shoot yourself.
Yeah.
But then at least you're in your own home environment and you can clean it up.
Yeah, but imagine you brought someone back like, and it's like first, second day.
And when you really liked them.
Yeah,
they probably wouldn't come back.
In the bed.
But if they really liked you, then they'd probably
really
be like,
do you think you could get past that? If you really liked someone,
I don't know,
and they
have you shat on me or next to me?
All over, everywhere.
Everywhere.
It's gone like, everywhere.
On my face.
Possibly.
I'd like to say that maybe.
You know what I had? I did have once, right? No one shat on me and I didn't shit on anyone. But I remember like back when I was at uni, there was this guy I used to sleep with And I feel like every story I ever tell is like, there was this man I used to have sex with, there was this guy I used to date. But anyway, there was this man I used to have sex with, and he, we must have been like 20 at the time, I guess. And I remember we'd kind of sleep together a fair amount, but we'd never like gone on a date. And so we went on like a date, I think, once. And but when I got to date, he was really, really pissed already. Like, he was like been drinking loads.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, this is shit. But I brought it back to mind, but I was like, I'm definitely not having sex with him, because that would literally make me a creep. Because he was like that pissed.
Yeah.
But he was too drunk to go home, so I was like, right, stay at mine and stay in my bed. But like, when I woke up at like 3 a.m. and he was pissing in my laundry basket, like, he thought,
that's the exact,
which my dad has done actually before. Not I was not sleeping in a bed with my dad, and then he got up and pissed. But my mum said, when I told my mum this, my mum said, yeah, your dad's done that before. Because it's like, they think they're getting up in the night to go to the toilet, but they're drunk.
Yeah.
And so they end up going in the laundry basket.
I didn't know where that story was going to go.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm grateful that it went there.
Yeah, you think I was going to piss all over me?
I really didn't know. But the exact same thing has happened to me.
Yeah.
It's so weird. But I mean, he was my boyfriend at the time, but yeah, he used to do it all the time.
Oh.
And we stayed at my friend's house when we were at university, and he hadn't met them before. She gave us her bedroom, to be kind, because we travelled quite a long way to be with her.
Mm.
And she did it and pissed all over her underwear.
Oh my God.
The worst thing, I didn't tell her. I didn't know what to say, so I just said nothing. Went on our way.
God, yeah, because at least with that, it was in the laundry basket, so I just put it in the wash.
Yeah.
But you're saying that was like the underwear drawer. Yeah, that's worse. That's way worse.
It's bad.
Yeah.
We're still friends.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Well, did she know that happened?
I think she just thought her boyfriend did it.
Right, yeah.
Just got out of there.
Or it dried and...
And she wore it.
Yeah.
Oh. That's great.
But yeah, that, I think... Yeah.
Everyone's attracted to lots of people.
Yeah, I think so. You don't piss in front of each other at Naturist. No. People go to toilet in private.
No, but I was in a tent at the camp that I went to. And if you've ever been on camps, obviously, sometimes the toilet blocks can be really far away.
Mm.
And it's an issue. So lots of people do go outside their tents. I'm sure I got caught a few times.
Yeah.
But it's okay.
I mean, you do that at normal camping.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You're just naked when you do it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, when you go to festivals, oh my God, I remember going to like, and when the toilet's really far away.
I've heard that the queues for Glastonbury can be like 3 hours. I was like, what's the, like...
Yeah, so I haven't been to Glastonbury, but I know of other ones. It's like, you keep a sort of bottle or cup.
Just get a bag.
Yeah, a bag. Like piss in the bag.
Yeah, because it's easier to aim.
Yeah, but that's got to be a strong bag.
Yeah, but what if you need to, like, do any kind of movements? You're going to need a bag.
I haven't ever shit.
Oh, either am I, but, like, I'd rather...
I've never shat ever. No, yeah, because girls don't poo.
No.
But, I mean, like, in a bag... No, I would just wait to go to toilet then.
But then what if you can't? I feel like if you go bigger, then you're protected on both cases.
I mean, it's a good point, but I've luckily always managed to just hang on until I got to toilet. But there have been definitely close calls, because if you wake up, like, hungover...
Yeah.
And you've been eating, like, truck food, it's like, yeah. It is kebabs. Definitely in the morning, you're like, fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, God. But, yeah.
Yeah. We've been talking about toilet situations a lot
today. Yeah. That's just one of my favourite subjects.
It is mine, as well.
Right, so something I've just thought of, right, in terms of naturism, what happens RE boners?
I've never seen one. I mean, really? And at the beach, I've seen one in life. But, like,
yeah.
I think, do you know, it's a question I get asked all the time, because men in particular want to try the naturist beaches. I don't know if it's because they just really, really want to see other naked people, or if they want to be free themselves. There's always that kind of grey area of, like, why. But it's, like, the same as if you're in public and you're at the beach and you had your shorts on, like, if you had a boner, what would you do? You'd, like, either jump in the sea or get your towel and cover yourself.
Yeah.
Like,
But are you like allowed to have a boner?
No, well, no, I think you can if it's like hidden under a towel. But like you should be walking around with it, like poking people's eyes out. Like I wouldn't want to be walking into that. And actually I think it'd be quite disturbing for some people that maybe have never seen an erection before.
Yeah.
But it's easy for women, isn't it? Because like we can get turned on and they can't tell. Although I did see one man on the beach that had a massive cock ring. And I didn't know if it was to prevent him from having an erection.
Or what, if it was like it weighs it down
I don't know.
So much.
Yeah.
Is that scientifically possible?
I don't know. I really wanted to ask, but I also didn't
want
to know.
That's a good idea. Carry like a kilogram weight on your dick. Then that's not getting hard.
It's not going to. And I wasn't sure though if he was wearing it to make it look bigger or if he was wearing it to prevent it.
Although if it did get hard, that'd be very impressive. If it had a kilogram on
it would be.
Dick, that'd be a powerful.
But see, I wanted to ask the question. I really did. But then he'd know that I was looking at his cock.
Yeah.
And it's like,
I think that a cock ring like that, that's just for like aesthetic.
Yeah.
And also there's that apparently it feels good for a woman or something, but.
Oh, I didn't really like them. Have you ever had sex with someone that's got the Prince Albert's, what you call them? The cock piercings?
No.
Have you not?
No.
That's not great.
Yeah, I can't imagine it's.
I was terrified it was going to cut me from the inside.
I'm
like
slice
me open, literally.
I've made out with someone who had a tongue piercing. I didn't like it, really. Feels weird.
Was it better if they
don't think we got that far.
No.
Because
I can imagine that would be a bit better.
Yeah, that would be, but yeah, I think that would I had to think about it for a minute. I was like, yeah, I think that would feel better. Be better if it was a vibrating tongue ring.
Do you reckon they have one?
Of course.
They must
have. That's got to look it up.
You have to find out.
Vibrating tongue stud.
There's going to get a surge of people going to get their tongues pierced now.
Yeah. All but these men. It's going to be quite big because it's going to have a battery. Or unless you charge it. Yes, but.
They absolutely exist.
Oh, no.
This is new for me.
Right.
Should we find someone tonight with a tongue piercing? Show them our research.
Yeah.
And then you can try that out again.
Oh my god that looks like that amazing. Would be really heavy to have on your tongue.
Yeah, I think they just put it in for the act.
Yeah, but you can't have that in all day. You'd be
imagine
like, you'd be talking like that
trying to eat your food.
Yeah
just like buzzing around in your mouth. That must be the most weirdest feeling. I will never forget that we found that out.
Yeah,
that is amazing.
Well, I'm glad to know it exists.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Yeah, boners at the beach. I mean,
you're not actually even allowed at the clubs. You're not allowed to have any piercings, which I think is bizarre.
That's weird.
It's weird because it's like decorating your bits, I suppose. I didn't ask why. Because maybe sometimes people can find it offensive. I met this one guy at camp. It's not going down that story, but like he literally had like 5 piercings like all the way down.
Oh my god.
And it was epic, like it jingled when he walked and everything. Like you knew when he was coming.
Yeah. Like a cat. Yeah. Bell. Yeah.
And he just said it didn't hurt too much, like when he got it done, but he didn't get them all done at the same time, obviously.
Yeah.
And the person that did it had a kink. It was her fetish was to pierce men's cocks. Well, I think she was like actually professional. She didn't just be like, I really
came around
like stabbing
stab
people.
Holes in cocks.
Oh. But yeah, no, apparently. Sorry.
Anthony's crying. He's thinking about stabbing it. Boners are not always sexual though, are they? We were discussing this earlier.
This is interesting.
They can be just like sort of a
First thing in the morning, your bladder fills up and puts pressure on your prostate, hence why morning wood is a thing.
Yeah, so it's definitely a thing, but then do you feel aroused when it is a thing?
I'm just a producer. I'm not going to talk about my arousal on this podcast.
I've always wondered that. I've always wondered that. Like, men, obviously, every morning.
I think men are always aroused.
I think they are.
They just are. They
He's not gonna
are
say
just
anything.
Disgusting.
But then
need
don't you
to be
think
contained.
That people, because of the lifestyle that we lead, always assume that you're always aroused.
Oh yeah.
And that you can't wait. I've got
to shag everyone.
Shag everyone and everything. And then when they say, would you like to see a picture of my cock? I'm like, no.
Yeah.
I don't actually. I took that. You know how everyone has like a menu and stuff on OnlyFans, and dick rating is like a huge thing. I took that off my menu because I did my very last dick rating to a man that had an 11-inch size cock, and I just thought, you know what?
I've seen them all.
I'm seeing them all now.
That is, yeah, crazy.
I'm still in shock.
That is insane.
Yeah, it really is. I've shown a few people.
That's enough cock to last a lifetime, officially.
I had so many questions. And I was like, can you get it all in?
No. Definitely not.
No. And did you struggle? I was fascinated.
Because I think even like the biggest porn stars don't have like 11 inches.
I have no idea.
That's almost a disability, I think.
Well, not if you're using it correctly.
Yeah, but imagine boxer
shorts might be hard.
Getting a boner of an 11-inch cock, the amount of blood that would have to go to that boner to make it work, you would probably you must get lightheaded.
He's
like all the time.
He's 6'4" as well. Like, he's huge.
Oh my God.
Lovely, lovely person.
Oh my God. That's, yeah. But yeah, cocks, boners, wee, poo. We discuss it all here at Kat Baker Show. Have you got anything that you'd like to say to the audience? Maybe about naturism? Any sort of words?
Just try it at least once.
Yeah.
And see how you feel. And most people that try it will never go back. It's like, once you go back, go back.
Yeah, once you go naked.
Yeah.
You never
want to put your clothes on again.
Fake it.
All that.
Something like that. And I will link all your socials and everything in the description. So if you want to go follow Alara and her naked journey, then you can go find that here. Yeah. But thank you so much for coming today.
Thank you for having me.
And we will see you guys in the next one. Bye.
Bye.